I'm just going to say it. There is no shortcut. None. No matter what anyone tells you, there is no shortcut. And if you don't believe me, ask a business owner who is too afraid to look at their bank account, or one that is kept awake at night wondering what more could they possibly do to get a sale in their business. There is no shortcut. I've been doing this for more than 20 years, and in all my time, in all the businesses I've worked with all the varying degrees of success, the greatest difference between those that make it and those that struggle is that those that make it know their numbers, they understand their finances, and they care about them. The common theme, they all have bookkeepers and accountants, yet the outcome can be so different for each of them. Hear me out. I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business. I couldn't even count the number of times I've worked with, spoken to, or met a business owner who is baffled at the lack of success and money in their business. Yet when asked anything about the numbers that matter, they don't have a clue. My friend, it's because you choose to ignore the ones that matter. You bypassed all the important stuff when setting up your business to focus on getting your Facebook account set up, the colors in your branding right, your office looking Instagram worthy, but didn't think for 1 minute that setting up your business foundations correctly may contribute to your success. I watch on in Facebook groups, business forums, as business owners attempt to participate in understanding their numbers, queries about the right online system to use. But of course, they're only looking for ones that are cheap or free to run. They ask for recommendations for bookkeepers or accountants that can just do this shit for them because it's not their thing and they have bigger things to worry about. How many want to focus in on the number one thing that is meaningless unless you know how to make it work for your business? The sales number. Fuck the frustration I feel when I hear this. I wish I could reach you all and fill the gap for you. Provide a clear message that to grow your business, you can't take shortcuts. You can't just focus on making sales without knowing what to do with it once you have them. You can't and shouldn't just rely on a bookkeeper or an accountant to run your business from afar and occasionally. And you can't ignore that all your numbers are pivotal in the success of your business. Stop taking fucking shortcuts. Let me explain. I get how important sales numbers are and even profit, as I know that this is another number that business owners chase. And I respect that. They are important, but I fear that it's at the expense of so many other numbers that can have a huge impact on the financial success of your business. It just blows my mind how business owners are convinced that's all they need to know. I know this misconception, or let's call it a false sense of security, comes from the perception that if there is a bookkeeper or an accountant that works for the business, that you don't need to know or even care about anything to do with the numbers in your business. And this is a dangerous place to put yourself in. This is what buys into the whole shortcut mentality without knowing that you're knee deep in it. Now, before I jump in, I'm going to again preface this point of the conversation with the fact that I support the notion that businesses should lean on both accountants and bookkeepers to provide expert support for their businesses. I'm just not convinced that you should 100% depend on these roles to be the sole source of financial management to support your business. Let's focus in on what happens when you buy into that perception that if you've got an accountant or a bookkeeper, everything's taken care of. If we start with frequency, more often than not, small business owners work with bookkeepers on a quarterly basis, and with an accountant, even less. Now, if you were to Google how often a small business owner should consult with their accountant, the recommended timing is generally quarterly. So my question here is, what are you doing in between as a business owner to financially manage your business between these two sessions. Here you have 3 months, 12 weeks, or even 90 days where you need to make decisions, dare I say, daily, that involve money and monetary transactions of some sort. What is the recourse here if you aren't keeping yourself close enough to your numbers to understand the impact of each decision or each transaction that you're making during this time? It's such a long time, effectively, that can turn a profitable situation into an unprofitable one without you even knowing. 3 months is a long time to go or to not understand that, hey, at one point I was profitable, but now I'm not profitable by the end of it. But I didn't even know that that transition took place because I wasn't following the trend. I wasn't understanding or I didn't have access to what had happened in that 3 months. It's a long time that can drain a bank account even. You may have at the beginning of that period plenty of money in the bank, plenty of cash available to make decisions, but by the end of it be scratching your head wondering what happened because you're not tracking the impact of the decisions that you're making along the way. It's a long time to perhaps even create more profit and have an opportunity to reinvest into your business, because here's what happens. You may not even know you're making a profit at one point, and therefore you're not even understanding how to reinvest it back into your business. But by the end of that 3 months, you may not even be aware that that took place because you haven't seen those numbers. You haven't been in touch with that information. So what do you do with yourself in these situations? Do you just sit around and wait? Unfortunately, so many business owners do. And I get it that we don't know what we don't know. But how about we get knowing what we want to know about that 3 month period of time? Try coming back from an unprofitable situation without a solid plan or a chance to be proactive enough instead of reactive to the situation. I can tell you right now, that's careless if you just want to sit and wait. If you just think for 1 minute that, well, I'm just unprofitable right now, and you convince yourself of the reasons why you are unprofitable, without knowing that during that time you may have been profitable. You actually may have been, but there's a missed opportunity in every single one of these situations. And the hardest thing to grapple in this is that in these situations, a lot of the time, if you're on top of your numbers, you have that opportunity to recover, to fix the situation. It's not something that you should ignore. Now, it's not all doom and gloom though. Even generating more profit and having more cash available can create missed opportunities that can go to the detriment of the financial success of your business. Why? Because you weren't even aware that it was happening. And why would you want that? I'm here to tell you, stop cutting corners, because that's what is happening when you rely on the quarterly visit with your bookkeeper or your accountant. Then there are the fees associated with these consults with your accountant or bookkeeper. Let's bear in mind here that any connection to your numbers doesn't need to include you becoming the bookkeeper in your business. Because I know how much people hate that. People don't want to be that person. But it does include you having regular access to accurate numbers. And I'm not talking quarterly. In my opinion, that ain't regular enough, my friend. In some instances, I would say at a minimum, weekly. Now, that in some cases will incur an increased cost for your bookkeeper or accountant to get these figures available to you. Or, here's a thought, you can automate a lot of this yourself in your business. Cut out the costs of your accountant and your bookkeeper frequently and improve the financial outcomes much more than the rate at which you would have decreased those costs. You see, the amount you are saving here is so much more than just that amount. Having updated financial information available frequently for you to make more informed financial decisions means that you're likely to make more savings in the long run. Why? Because you'll be using the information you have to get better at deciding your next moves and what that investment then looks like, and even the financial outcome of your decision. Flying blind, whether that be for 3 months or longer, doesn't afford you the same freedoms. Don't take shortcuts. I ask you, what's the hurry anyway? If you get it right now, You won't need to take shortcuts ever again. Then there is the power that you're transferring to others when it comes to your business. I get it. Whilst they're the experts in your field, you, my friend, are the expert in your business. Therefore, having the whole picture is a better business decision than only getting part of it. And this essentially is what your bookkeeper or accountant are getting when it comes to your business. They're only getting part of the picture. They're only getting a little snippet of your business, and you're relying on them to give you advice on the whole picture. Sure, they have the ability and skill set to piece together what the business is doing generically based on the numbers that you provide them, but they are still only making assumptions. Now let's imagine, if you will, if you knew what they knew about your business, coupled with the day-to-day stuff that you're the expert in, that you already know that they don't. Imagine the power to be in that position. I can tell you right now, it's not far-fetched. It's not too far away from you. And I have seen many business owners who don't want to be in the financial space still know their numbers well enough, coupled with their day-to-day stuff, to kick ass every single day in their business. Because the reality is, you too can learn what your accountant and your bookkeeper know about your numbers and know how they communicate to you how your business is performing and how effective the decisions you are making about your business are. And I'm here to tell you that you don't need a degree to understand those fundamentals of your numbers. You don't. You can still have as much impact, if not more impact, because the reality is it's a business thing. It's not reserved just for accountants or bookkeepers. Yes, I agree, they have their own role to play in getting the financials of a business ready for taxation purposes, but managing your numbers for business management, that day-to-day stuff, the stuff that really makes a difference, is a different ballgame altogether and should be handled as such. It's about your next move. It's about your business strategy. Make knowing your numbers part of that strategy. Make having the right foundations part of that strategy. Take the time to do this for the good of your future. My friend, I'm here to tell you there are no shortcuts. Stop taking them. What's the point anyway? What is it that they say? If you don't have time to do it right, when will you find time to do it over? We are all very much aware as business owners just how fast business moves. Don't create a hole you can't get yourself out of. Learn the stuff. Ask the questions. Know your numbers. And you know what? You can thank me later.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.